on asparagus, that's what they call gardening, you know. Mm-hmm. That's in the truck garden. But they add radishes and they add different stuff and mushroom and so on. And there was a market which stands up there in Gary, Indiana on 9th Avenue. And at that time, people needed the money, and that was the only way to make early money, you see. So, and that's the way I got started. Of course, I got laid off and went into that game, and I peddled Crown Point on two routes. Mm-hmm. And I had a 38-acre farm west here, a mile and a half. And I paid for the farm in 3 years.
That's really
remarkable. In depression.
So you never had to take out any money then from a bank?
Oh, no. No. I tell you, money was hard to get. Mm. But I paid for the farm in 3 years. Mm. Now, I had my father and mother to take care of. I had a brother that was feeble-minded and deaf.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, after the folks passed away, of course, that left me with brother, but I was sort of sales-minded and business-minded. I used to follow a real estate game, and I'd sell anything. I had what you call a for sale and wanted business. I listed anything for sale or anything wanted. It happened more than once that the people would come up to me and say, if you ever run across so-and-so, I said, I got it. You have. Take him right out there. Boy, I've been looking for that for the last 3 years. You know, that's quite a business.
Well, it takes a certain talent, I think.
You had to follow it up. But
you got to like people.
And,
gift of the gab.
Oh, yeah, you got to not only have a gift of gab, but you got to make it stick.
Right.
Huh? You know that. Yeah, because my dad was no man for that. That's why he said that I know it ain't no good. And when I come home, the first time out, 100 bunches of radishes, 5 box asparagus, 30 dozen eggs, 1 hour. And I come home, and here he was sitting out there, a bunch of radishes, and I come right through. Man, you home already? Sell out? I said, what do you think? Man, he said, I never knew you was that kind of a salesman. I said, how would you know? You never sent me out. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of things I really went through. Now, I used to be in the frog business, where I used to have a frog pond. I had a small pond out there, and I used to buy frogs, and I dealt with a company in Port Huron, Michigan.
Oh, okay.
Port Huron, Michigan, that bought anything in the line of bait.
Bait frogs.
Yeah, bait frogs. And they bought anything in the line of bait. Now, fishworms, dollar a pound. And you see, they had
Were these big frogs or just these little
small frogs? No, little frogs. That was for bait.
What do you call that kind of frog?
That's a leopard. Leopard frog. Grass frog. Mm-hmm. A grass frog or a leopard frog. Mm-hmm. The real name is a leopard frog. And so I had to send in $3 for a formula to preserve these frogs. That was to keep the kids out. And now, at that time, now frogging was quite a game, where the even men and women. Mm-hmm.